Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Ayin Zayin. We are a new parak in Maseches Menachas, Parak Hatoda. Remember that many of the parakim we had 2 parakim ago, the parak of Yishmael was all about the Karban HaOmer. The last parak was all about different rules and regulations about Menachas in general, and talking about the Omer also. But we also spoke about the different rules and regulations about Menachas in general, and this parak is about the Karban Toda. So says the Mishnah. First Amud today, we have to have a little math brain on. Says the Mishnah. Hatoda ha'isaba'a chamesh se'in Yerushalmios shehen sheish bidbarios. The Toda comes from 5 Yerushalmi sa'as, which were previously 6 bidbarios sa'as. Everybody saw we're in the Midbar before they came to Eretz Yisrael, before they came to Yerushalayim. So, says the Mishnah, that the measures were enlarged over time, and what used to be 6 became 5. It's the same shir lamaisa. The same exact amount of toda had to be brought, but in terms of what we call it, and the amount, and the numbers of the shirim, it changed, because it used to be 6, and then it became 5. Shtei eifas, altogether, though, would equal 2 eifas, and ha'eifa, shalosh sa'in, and an eifa is 3 sa'ah altogether, esrim isaron, which also equals 20 isaron, asar l'chametz v'asar l'matzah. 10 for the chametz loaves of Toda, and 10 for the matzah loaves of Toda. So that's important. We always split it up equally between the matzah and the chametz, even though 30 were matzah, and 10 were chametz. Continuing, asara l'chametz, isaron l'chala, 10 isaron for chametz, and there were 10 chametz loaves. That works out perfectly. So therefore there were 10, there was 1 isaron per chala. That works out. Asar l'matzah, and then there were 10 isronos. 10 isaron for matzah. So what do you do? Uba matzah shalosh minim. As we know, there were 3 types of loaves that were made for the matzah. Pchalos, rekikin, revucha. 3 types of loaves that the Torah describes for the chamet, for the matzah loaves of Toda. Nimsus, what does it come out? It comes out, you have 10 isronos for 30. Right, 10 isronos for 30. So first split it up into 3 types. Nimsu shlosha isronim v'shlish v'chol min v'min. So 3 1/3 of an isaron for every 10, for every type of loaf. V'shalosh chalos l'isaron. And then if you do a 1/10 of each one, right, because there were 10 loaves of each type. So 1/10 of 3 1/3 is a 30 isaron per chala, which means 3 chalas per isaron. So that is the math of the first half of the Mishnah, just working out what exactly, how much flour goes to each challah. That is part one. And now we're about to say the same thing with the new measures. Ubamida Yerushalmis. Mida Yerushalmis was Hayu Shloshim Kav. Altogether, there were 30 kav altogether. So again, we split it in half. Chametz asar l'chametz v'chametz asar l'matzah. If you keep that in mind, the chametz loaves are going to be bigger than the matzah loaves. Besides the fact that they're chametz and they're going to rise, but they have an equal amount for 10 as compared to an equal amount for 30. So, says the Mishnah, 15 kav for chametz and 50 kav for matzah. Chamisha asar l'chametz. If you have 15 kav for 10 loaves, so what did that work out to be? Kavu mechza l'chala, right? 1.5 per chala. I'm not exactly sure why the Mishnah has to go through with each of these. We can figure out the math ourselves. If you know, just Mishnah must be emphasizing, just make sure it's equal. Make sure each loaf gets the exact same amount. Chamesha asar l'matzah, and what about the 15 kav that goes to the matzah? Uba matzah shalosh minim, and as we know, matzah has the 3 types of breads, chalos, urikikin, uravucha. So if you have 15 for each one, so nimsu chameshes kavan l'chol min v'min. So 5 for each type. 5 for each type of 10 chalas. So shtei chalas l'kav. And it comes out that from every kav, you're going to make 2 chalas. So 2 chalas per kav. Okay, that's the math, how much flour is used for each of the loaves of the Toda. Again, Toda has more loaves, as we mentioned, than any other carbon. The Shalmi Nazir has a couple of loaves, but not as many. I think it's 20, not 4. I have to check it up again. And the Shtei Lechem obviously is a loaf, and are 2 loaves, and the Lechem Apanim are 12 loaves. But in terms of the number of loaves, only the Toda has 40. Says the Gemara, Hatod Haisaba Chamishan Yerushalmis, Minani Mili. How do we know? How do we know what? How do we know all these math principles? How do we know? So Rashi says, how do we know an Eifa is Shalosh Sin? That's what we want to know. Right, because that was part of the math that was done. The second line of the Mishnah, Ha'efa Shalosh Se'im. So how do we know that? How do you know an Efa is Shalosh Se'im? So first we try to quote, based on a couple of psukim until we get to the maskana. So Amar Rav Chisda, the Amar Kra, quote psukim in Yecheskel, Ha'efa v'habas, the Efa and the Bas, Tochen Echad Yihiyah. Same size. An Efa and a Bas are the same size. Ma Bas Shalosh Se'im, Af Efa Shalosh Se'im. Just like a Bas is three Sa, so an Efa is three Sa. That's how you know an Efa is three Sa, because an Efa is the same thing as the Bas, and the Bas is three Sa. U Bas Gufa Minolan. How do you know the Bas is three Sa? This pasuk just says the Efa and the Bas are the same thing. How do you know that? So, Ilema Midachsiv Lases Meiser Hachomer Habas. To get the miser, to get 10% of a chomer, that's a bas. A bas is 10% of a chomer. Eifa nami, haksiv asir sa chomer eifa. So then, what do you mean? We have another puzzle that says, a tenth of a chomer is eifa anyway. So what do you need to compare? Oh, an eifa is like a bas, and a bas is 10% of a chomer. If the whole point is getting 10% of the chomer, you have a direct pasuk that tells me an eifa is 10% of a chomer. You don't have to go on to the eifa is like a bas, and then the bas is 10% of a chomer. El chomer leyadana kama. And in any case, what's a chomer? I know what a chomer is. Hakanami leyadana kama. So even if you know the bas is 10%, you also know the eif is 10%, but you don't know what a chomer is. So we're still stuck. How do we know an eifa is three sa'ah? That's what we're still questioning. So those psukim didn't work, so ela mehacha. So we go to other psukim in that parak. V'chok ha-shemen, what's the law? How much shemen must one bring? Habas ha-shemen, you have to bring a bas of shemen. U'maiser habas min ha-kor aseret, and if you take bas from a kor, aseres habatim chomer, it would be 10 batim, which equals a chomer, ki aseres habatim chomer, because 10 batim equal a chomer. Rashi here explains that a bas works out to be a tenth of a kur. Right? What we just said? Maiser habas min akur aseres habatim. Right? Aseres habatim chomer. So a bas is a tenth of a kur, and we know a kur is 30 sa'ah. So you put those two things together. A bas is a tenth of a kur. A kur is 30 sa'ah. So a bas equals 3 sa'ah. That's how you get the math, and that's the psukim that we have here. What's the significance of the Gemara? You gotta learn math to learn Gemara. Right? You gotta know a little ratios, you gotta know at least the basic algebra and basic fractions and ratios in order to understand the Gemara. That's also a part of Torah. It's also part of Torah. Okay, period. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says that was our Torah thought of the day. Fill in wherever you come from. Right, that time of year, tests and for the children. Amar Shmuel says now, Ein Mo, talking about making measures bigger, Ein Mo Sifin Al Hamidos Yosem Ishtus. Whenever, and I try to look around, why did Chazal enlarge the measures? Why did they enlarge the measures? So I didn't see anybody that talks about it. And was it Chazal, or was it just the place where they were? They used bigger measures than what they used in the Midbar. It could be they were just getting old and rubbed out. They wanted to have new, and once they have new, they come up with new numbers. They don't get mixed up with the old ones. Or it could be just the place where they were used new measures when they came to Eretz Yisrael. I didn't really see a discussion of that. Amar Shmuel, Amos even alamidos yosim ishtus. Whenever you add on and you appreciate and you make a measure bigger, let's say you're going to use pounds and you're going to use liters, whatever it is, all of a sudden you're going to have 1 liter which is bigger. Your 1 liter used to be this amount and now it's going to be this amount. It's going to be bigger. So you never allowed to jump more than a sixth at a time. Yosim ishtus, a shtus for our purposes, which means 20%. What we would call 20% is 1/6. It's 1/6 after you add on. So if you make 100 into 120, so that's 1/6 added on. So Ein Mosifin, you can't add on more than a shtus. V'loha matbeya, ala matbeya yosem ishtus. And also, if you're dealing with coins, you're gonna make it bigger because more silver on the coin. So also, you're not allowed to go up more than a shtus. We'll get to the reasons why. V'ha mistaker. Somebody wants to make a buck. Somebody wants to make a profit. A businessman. Lo yistaker yosem ishtus. Also, he cannot try to get more than profit than ishtus. Right, this is going to get to onah issues, which we'll talk about. But that's mistaker. Lo mistaker yosem ishtus. Rashi here has an important two words. Va mistaker ba'ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh, food. If you're dealing with food, you can't be mistaker more than a shtus. And if you look at the Rambam also codifies this. What? If I'm a businessman, I can never make more than a sixth profit? What if I'm dealing, I don't know, with diamonds? Right? I can't make more than, what if somebody wants to pay me a lot for this? Can't make a good deal? So the Rambam says, like Rashi says here, Perag Yudalan and Hilchas Bechira Halacha Beis, when do we say that there are limits of a shtus, like in terms of ona'a, ripping people off? Basic life necessities. That's why you can't rip people off. People need bread and water. Kigon, yenos, shmanim, uslasos. Wine, flour, and oil. Aval ha'ikarin, but different types of herbs, kagon, hakoshet, vahalavona, vahayotse, bahen, ain poskim, lam shar, el yistaker, mistaker, komashi yirtsa. Whatever you can make. Meaning only the basic necessities of life. You're not allowed to rip people off and charge them over. And that's where dine ona might come into account. But says Rashi, and says the Rambam here, you know, that is not, you're not allowed to, that does not apply to other items. I saw in one of the Morris Hadav sheets, he quotes here from a story from Rabbi Lazer Kaiser, a Talmud of the Teferes Aaron of Mathesdorf. Okay? He had a store, and somebody came in to buy a pair of shoes, and he told him the price, and the guy says, okay, and he starts taking out and paying him the price. He's like, no, that's not really the price, but there's always handling. So I always say a price, I know somebody's going to want a lower price, and then we're going to have come to a price in the middle. But you didn't even handle. That's not the real price. It's really lower. It's really lower. And he gave him the lower price. He says, I can't ask you more. I always take that into account that I'm going to end up with a lower price. So that's somebody who wants to give an honest businessman, right? He knew he was going to give less. Right. How many of us would do that? Right. But that's somebody. He knows that's not the price. Okay. Good. That's a story to inspire to. Weiter, my time. So what's the reason that if Chazal ever appreciated or made the measures bigger, they can never go up more than a sixth at once. So first we're going to try to give a couple of svaras. After the svaras don't work, we're going to end up saying it's based on a pasuk. So, ilema, if you want to say, why could you not go up more than a shtus? Mishum af kuetara, because price might go up if you do that. It's going to cause inflation. Why? How's it going to cause inflation? So Rashi in the Ksav Yad tells us why. Because we're going to make the measures go up even more. And because of that, we're going to charge more. But somebody from out of town is going to come here, and he's going to see, it's going to be 20 shekel more for a pound. He's not going to know that the pounds got bigger. He's going to think it's the same pound, but you're just charging more. Charging more, wow. Is there a shortage in the world? Is that why price is going up? And all of a sudden, that's going to set prices through the roof, because it's going to be, he's going to try to buy more of it off the market. So it's going to cause, is that why? That's why you're not going to go up more than a sixth. Because if you go up more than a sixth, price is going up a little bit more. It's going to be understandable. So, is that the reason why it's limited? Because of kuetara, because we don't want it to go up so much. So, ihach, he's just not below. So why is even a sixth okay? You know, sometimes even a sixth could cause price gouging. It could cause people to try to buy everything and to make sure that to cause it to go up. So Chazal's limit wouldn't be good enough. So if it's cause of afkuetara, it's not going to be good enough. So the elamishum ona, maybe it's because of ona. As we know, the halachas of ona, there are different types of ona. Ona's dvarim, which means taking advantage of somebody, reminding them of their past. But onas mamon is taking advantage of somebody financially, right? Ripping people off in either direction, the buyer or the seller. That's ona'a. And we know rules of ona'a, right, from elsewhere, is the 1/6 is the key line, right? 1/6 is, if it's less than a sixth, then it's okay, or at least it's not returnable. If it's exactly a sixth, the deal stands, and you give back the onah, and you give back the onah, and when it is more than a sixth, So then the whole deal is off. So is that why here you can't go above Ona'a? Why you can't go above a six? Because otherwise it would be Ona'a. Ki hechi d'lo lavi bitul mekach. Because otherwise it would be a bitul mekach. Because if somebody thinks, let's say, that they're paying for the same pound that they used to, and they're paying more, then if you make it more than a sixth larger, then it could be that he's going to pay more than a sixth for the amount of going up, as going to be Ona, and the whole thing's going to fall through. So we'd rather not have those types of deals in the marketplace. So that's why you could only go up 1/6. So Gemara says it also doesn't work. Why? Yama Rava says, called Dover Shibamida, Vishiva Mishka, Vishiva Minyan, anything that has to do with numbers or weight or measurements, afilu pachos bichdei ona'a chozer. That's not ona'a. What's ona'a? Ona'a means if we know, I know exactly what I'm buying, and I pay extra for it, or I pay less for it. But what if I think I'm buying an acre of land, and really you're giving me 3/4 of an acre? Is that ona'a? That's not ona'a, that's just sheker. Right, if I think I'm buying a dozen eggs, and really I put in 18 eggs in here, and you don't know. It's an objective number. That's not ona'a. That's a total ripoff, and even a drop, more or less, is going to be chozer. The whole deal is going to be off. Ona'a means everything is known, and because everything is known, if it's within a six more or less, then the deal could stand. But if it has to do with a mida, mishkal aminya, it has to be a way to measure volume, something objective like that, and I'm tricked, so then that's not regular ona'a. We say chozer in that case. So therefore, in this case, that's what we're talking about here, right? The volume went up. If the volume of the measure went up, that's not connected to ona'a. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, how exactly to understand this principle of kol mida shemem, kol davar shemem mida. So ein bo, what's the language of the Gemara? Afilu pachas michdei ona'a chozer, even less than kidei ona'a. So what does that mean, chozer? Does that mean the deal is off? The whole deal falls apart? Is that what chozer means? Or does chozer mean you got to give back the difference? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchos, where are we here? In Mechira, in Yud Dalid, I'm sorry, Tesvav Aleph, Hamocher Lechavero, B'mido B'mishkol B'minyan, V'tal B'kol Shehu. But if you sold, I thought I was selling you, this many, and a pound, I sold you 2 pounds. And Choser La'olam, it could always retract. He could always retract. Shein honaya ela bedamim, avol b'cheshbon chozer. Ketzad, what happens? Machar lo exactly mea egos bedinar. I'm selling you 100 nuts for a dinar. V'nimsu mea ve'echad, it comes out to be 101. O tisha v'tisham or 99. Nikne hamekach u'machzir es ha-ta'us. V'yafilo achar kamashanim. Right, even after many years, if I get my receipt, I could go back. Usually, by Ona'a, there's a certain time, the amount of time, the Gemara says about Mesiyah, the amount of time that you can go to your friend and say, oh, you heard about my deal? Oh, you got ripped off. Go back. And then you go back. You have a certain amount of time to go back. You don't have forever. But here says the Rambam, forever, you could go back and get the difference. Says the Ravid, get the difference? You know what Chozer here means? Chozer means the deal is off. If the guy says, you only gave me 99, I want everything back, he has that right, says the Ravid. He has that right. Ravid says, "Amar Ram Din Zayin Mechuvar Pa'amim Shena Mekach Nikne Shirata Lachzar Achlo Hishlam Choser." So I don't understand what the Rambam just says, that you give back the difference. So my chlokas, Rambam Ravid, how to understand this line of Kol Davar Shebemidav Shemishkal Vishebeminyan. The Gemara sounds like, you think the Gemara sounds like either one more than the other? The whole deal is again, what the Gemara say? Maybe the whole issue is because of Ona'a, so there's no Bitul Mekach. I, Rava, says, what do you mean? There was going to be a Bitul Mekach in this case. Right? So it sounds like the Ravid. Sounds like the Ravid, the whole deal is going to be off. So Reb Chaim, on the Rambam, tries to figure out, how does the Rambam read this Gemara? Because the Pashas of the Gemara sounds like the Ravid. So you can look at that Reb Chaim, the beginning of Perak Tezvav, and Elchus Mechira, he deals with it. We're still dealing with what the reason is why there's a limit of a shtus. Let's just try to finish the Gemara, and then we'll come back to talk a little bit more about Dine Ona'a, which came up here. But first, let's continue. So the Gemara tries number three option. Ela Mishum Tigra. Right? Maybe the reason that the sixth maximum is there in terms of raising the measures is because of Tigra, is because of fighting. Ki hechi dilo limtaye. What's that next word? We have Diana on the side, to change it to Zaina. Right, the problem is, usually when a businessman buys something in one place and goes to sell it in another place, then he tries to sell it for a little more than he bought it. He tries to sell it, let's say, for about a sixth more. That's what he tries to sell it. He tries to mark it up a little bit. But if it is more than a sixth in the new place and he doesn't know that the measures were changed, then he's not even going to break even. He's going to lose. So that's going to cause big problems. So if we make it maximum a sixth and he didn't know about it, so at most he's going to break even. He's not going to lose. So maybe that's why we have measurements, because of a businessman who's going to buy something in one place and then go to another place, and he's not going to realize. So the Gemara says, one second, Diana Hudolinte, you don't want him to lose. Rav Chalobai, but you don't care about his not making a profit? Zavin v'zavin tigri ikri, buying and selling, is that called a businessman? Meaning, why aren't we worried that he's not going to make a profit? Doesn't life have, life's about people making a living. They break even, they're not going to be able to live anyway. So that also cannot be the reason. So the Gemara ends up saying, there's no svar for this.
How's he not making a profit? He bought it at a lower price, or else he's selling higher.
He bought it at a lower price, but he's selling it at a higher price, He has to sell more at the higher price, so it ends up that he's going to break even. They're going to say, okay, give me a pound, and they're going to give him a pound cup, and he's going to, or let's go by volume, a pound, volume it is, and then it's going to go inside a liter, and it's going to be a bigger liter, and he's going to end up pouring in, he's not going to realize that he's pouring in more than the liter from the old place, and he's going to have to sell it for the same price, so that's why he's going to end up breaking even. So the Gemara ends up saying, none of these are correct, and it's all based on a pasuk. Why is it that you can only go up a sixth? Because that's what they did, Bizman HaMikdash. Ella Amar Rav Chisda, Shmuel Kra Ashkech Fadarash. Shmuel found the pasuk, and darshaned it the following way. HaShekel is the last math section of the day, and Amar Beis is going to be a different topic. Vidarash, HaShekel Esrim Geira. A shekel is 20 geira. And then, esrim shkalim, chamisha v'esrim shkalim. Let's add up the math. That's 20, that's 25, that's 45. Asara v'chamesh shekel, that's 60. 60 shekel, I just said it in an unusual way, right? I said it all together. 60 shekel, hamani yelachem. That'll be a mana. 60 shekel is a mana. Says the Gemara. And just to help understand the next line of the Gemara, 60 shekel is 240 dinar. 60 shekel, it's 1, 2, 4. So, mana, masan var bon have. A mana, really, we know that 240 dinar is 60 shekel? No, we know a mana. See, that's what the Gemara assumes now in the Pasuk. Because what the Pasuk say? 60 shekel is a mana. 60 shekel is 240 dinar. But one second, we know that's not the correct math. We know a mana is 100 dinar, which is 25 shekel. A mana is much less. That's what Rashi adds in over here. That's not right. The first wide line and second line in Rashi. So what is the Gemara saying that a mana is 240 dinar? A mana is 100 dinar. So it must be ela shmami natlas. It must be that they made the volume, they made the amounts bigger. And we know three things from here. Shmamina mana shel kodesh kafalhaya. It must be a temple mana is bigger and it's double than a non-temple mana. And therefore when we talk about Beis HaMikdash, even though we assume it's 100 dinar, really it's 200 dinar. And 200 dinar, if you go from 100 to 200 and then you add another 40, so you went up altogether, Rashi adds, they went up to 240, which is a sixth. Which is a sixth more, and that's how you know that you could only go up a sixth. See the Rashi in the second line, kafal haya dahainu resh dinarim, but really he says resh mem dinarim. And that's how you know, you go up, it's double, number one, because it went up to 200, and then they, besides the 200, that was the basic, then they went up extra. Vishramina mosifin alamidos, that you're allowed to add on, the ain mosifin yoser mishtus, and you're allowed to add on more than a shtus. Dahainu, look in the middle of the third wide line of Rashi. Dahainu mem l'reisha kodesh. That's 40 to 200 of kodesh. Right, you have 200, now you're thinking about the 100. You're thinking about 100. You go up 100, you only should be 20. Right, but it's not. You go up right? You have 200. So, like we said before, shtus is calculated. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. After you add it on, what we call 20%. That's what the Gemara called. Like the Gemara says, chomesh. Chomesh is what we call 25%, a quarter. But they say after you add it on, that's what it is. It's 1/6. So here too, if you have a mana of kodesh, right? What's the diuk? We know a mana is 100, not 240. So where do you get 240 from? So, first of all, it must be that it's 200, not 100, because the Kodesh ones are double. And once you know it's 200, if you go up to 240, so you see they must have raised it at a certain time in history to 240, and you see it, they raised it a sixth. Right, and that's what Shramina, Shtus Milavar. And also we know that you calculate a Shtus from the outside, meaning after you add it on. Amar Avina Masizanami Deka. Our Mishnah also proves this, that it's only a sixth. Tiktani, Todai Sabah, Chabishan Yerushalmi El Shehain, Sheshbid Barrios. Shramina, like we started off today's discussion. Just one detail in Ona'a, and then we will continue. And that is the Gemara says in Kiddushin and about Metzia, Ein Ona'a Bekarkaos. There is no Ona'a when it comes to Karka. When it comes to immovable property, land. So there's a major machlokas Rishonim. What does that mean? Three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly does it mean? Ein ona l'karkos. Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis has a very limited shita. Ein ona l'karkos means that if it's exactly 1/6, so then, even though by metaltalin, you usually say you have to give back the 1/6, Rashi says by karka you could keep the 1/6. That's it! If it's more than a sixth, Rashi says by karka also, yesho no lakarkos. Rashi has a very limited shita. Tosfos there, the remainder of Rabbeinu Tam, says eino no lakarkos means up until 100%. If it's more than 100%, it's still a ripoff and it's chozerbo. Meaning even by karka, there's limitations of ona'a. That's Tosfos right there. Near Rabbeinu Tam, it's a question about the girsa there. Bito meta chasam dehainu mipalka. That's Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos. And then you have the Riff and the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam say, ain't onala karkos, period. They don't quote any limitations for ain't onala karkos. So that's known as the three-way machlokas, that's the Rambam and Hilchas Mechira in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches. Ain't onala afilu machar shove elef bedinar. Oshava dinar be'elef, ain't ben hona. 1 to 1,000, ain't hona l'karkos. That's the Rambam Shita. So if you think about what's the svaras for each Shita, so what would Rashi Shita be? Ain't hona l'karkos, it just means a sixth, a very tiny amount. According to Rashi, it must be, as he's mostly interpreted, there's mechila. When it comes to land, it's such an important piece of property that I'm buying, even if it's a sixth, you know what? I'll let you keep it. Let you keep it. It's implicit mechila. Of course, there's regular halachas of ripping people off by karka. The Ramban says it beferish. The Ramban in Parshas Bahar, 2 weeks ago's Parshas, the Ramban says, no matter what you say about ino karkos, of course, that just means in terms of giving back and financial. But are you allowed to rip people off in the first place? Ino karkos, of course, there's an isser. And even less than a six by metaltalin, says the Ramban. That's also aser daraisa. You just don't have to give it back. But that is the Ramban, that's Rashi. What about Tosfos in the middle Shita? Oh, 100%? That's all hard to put one's finger on exactly what the svar is. But one might say, you know, that when you get to that amount, there's a person not mochel anymore if he's getting ripped off 100%. Less than that, okay, he'll be mochel. But more than that, not. What about the Rambam? What about the Rif who say, eight and all can cause period? For a piece of land, you could charge 1,000 times more? So says, there's one line of the Nemuki Yosef. One of the Muki Yosef in Bab Metzia, based on a Gemara Baba Kama, where he seems to say that when it comes to real estate, there is no set price. It's whatever people are ready to pay for it. That's why there's no one by karka. Buy metaltalin. Okay, you bought it here, but you can take it somewhere else. So there might be objective things. I can say, oh, you got ripped off. But if there's a piece of land, it depends on the neighborhood, and it depends on what you're getting, and it depends on a lot of things. Depends on, you know, who's your neighbor, right? So people would pay different things for ona for the karka. That's the svar in and al karkos, because there's never ona. Whatever you pay for it, that's the market price. That's the price that people are ready. And so we say the market's high, the market's low. Whatever the market is, that's the price of the house. And that's the price of the karkas. That's the svara for the Rambam and the Rif. Why in and al karkos, period, even 1,000 for one or one for 1,000. Okay. Limitation of raising it, yeah.
That's has to be within a set amount of time.
Meaning, can you raise it a sixth and then 10 years later raise it another sixth?
Yeah.
Do you go by the previous level or do you go by the original level? I'm not sure. Meaning, once they read Lechora, what's the read the Pasuk Darshins? I don't know, would the Darshan mean total or Darshan be at each stage? I'm not sure. I think it must be at each stage because I think they even after the Midbarios and the Yushalmios, they raise it. The Gemara's going to say another time.
How does he calculate 40 from the Midbarios being 100? Could be there were multiple ways.
No, I guess they say them. It must have been, they assume, 200, how it works out perfectly to that number. They assume the Mikdash is 200 because there was only one difference of Midbarios to Yushalmios. I think they know that. There was only one difference of stage there. They might have changed it later, but that is the, that's what they assume. Okay, says the Mishnah. On the base. Mikulam hayanotel echad me'asar truma. I said there was no math. Okay, a little bit. But this isn't really hard math. Right? From every 10 loaves, they took one. Right? We know by the Toda, there were 40 loaves. Four types. 10 of each type. As we said, 10 of them were matzah. And 10 of them were chametz. And 30 of them were matzah. Four different types. And one of each type, 4 out of 40, were given to the Kohanim. And then the other 36 were eaten by the Yisrael, not limited to the Kohanim, not like the Shtei HaLechem or the Lechem Apanim, which were both Kachi Kachim, and those were eaten by only male Kohanim, but by the Todah, that was Kachi Kalim, and therefore they could be eaten by anybody, the Yisraelim. So 1 out of 10, Shneamar Echon Me'asar Truma, Shneamar Tehek Ravimenu Echon Mikol Karban Truma Lashem. One from each carbon, truma lashem. Echad, that word echad teaches me, shlo yito pros. We had that yesterday. I think that you can't give a piece. You gotta give a whole challah. Mikol carbon, shikol carbonosav shavos. Gotta be equal. You have to give equal from each one. Shlo yito mikarbon achavero. Let's say you like matzah. So you're gonna give two from one of the chametzes and none from the matzah. And you can't do that. You gotta give equal from each type. La korin azorik es dam ashlamim lo yihyeh. There's a kohen who zorik the dam. That means anyone who can, meaning any Kohen who could have, Pizorik the Dam, he gets those four, Vahashar, Ne'echal, Labailim, and the rest are eaten by the owner, or by the owner's friends. Okay, a couple of important lumdus questions, and that is number one, the Mikdash David asks, who gets to choose these four? Who gets to take them off? Does the Kohen take them off, or does the Bailim take it off? What's the rule? And Mikdash David has that suffix, and he's noted to say it's the Bailim. Chaftes Aleph, he's noted to say it's the Baila based on a Gemara in Nida, which seems to say that the Bailam at least are allowed to if they would want to. Right? Because the Bailam could choose which coin he's going to give it to. Okay, maybe the coin from that Mishmar, but he gets to choose. But he has that suffix. What might be behind that suffix? Whether the owner gets to or whether the Bailam do? So it's a beautiful question. You think about it. Look at the pasuk we just quoted. V'hikrev mimenu echad mikol karban shruma lashem. Are these four loaves more carbon related or more truma related? Are they like the part of the shlamim that we give the Kohen? We give the Kohen the chazeh and the shok of the shlamim. That's definitely carbon. That's a piece of the carbon that we have to give the Kohen. So here we have to take off four of these loaves to give to the Kohen. Is that like, it's like, okay, it's like you give a piece of a carbon, these four loaves. But the Torah also calls it truma. So maybe these four are more truma related. Truma, the Bailam gets to choose who he gives the truma to. So maybe that's the root question behind what the Mikdash David asks. Is this more of a truma halacha, or is this more of a karban halacha? It's in the base HaMikdash. But so what? It's still called truma. So which one is it? That might be behind the Mikdash David's kasha. So also a question, it said the Mishnah says that once you take off the loaves, then the Kohanim can eat, the Bailam can eat the leftovers. Does it go by you have to have all four to matir the other 36? Or is it one for each nine? Once I give this one of the type, then I can start eating the other nine. It goes by each type. So that's also a question that Mikdash David asked in that same piece. In Simon Chavtes, he's not sure about it. The Minchas Chinuch, though, says, interestingly, what happens if somebody eats from these loaves before they take off the loaves? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes it's Tevel and Misa Bidei Shamayim. Because it's just like, right, we didn't take off Truma yet. So it's like Tevel. And even if a Kohen eats it, the Minchas Chinuch assumes in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalev, the Isser of eating Tevel. He says, nearly, Kivan Drachmana Karya Truma, the Iskish is going to be compared to Truma's Meiser. Fine, there's no Misa and Chomesh, as we'll see, if afterwards, after it's Hufresh, these four, a czar eats these, but if a Kohen eats it before a Frasha, he thinks it's going to violate the Isser, and one is going to be Chayav Misa. That's what he assumes. Kanal Divrei HaKol, Kivan Dedikwa Truma, Imken Hava Bechal Sheh Arimu Ba'asid and Laharim, Imken Kodan Afrasha is Arba Chalos, Efshar, Yu Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, Bein Kohen, Bein Yisrael. Ube Emes Ko'es Lo Masasi Den Zeh, I didn't find anybody who talks about this, but that's his suggestion. If a Kohen eats regular plain tevel, then yeah, he gets Misa B'Shemayim. That's the question that they ask on Rashi, and Rashi tells us, I think in Yevamos Peivav, maybe around there, Peidal, Peivav, I think it's Peivav, where Rashi says, tevel is also because of the truma in it. So he asks Tosfos, if there's only because of the truma in it, then Kohanim should be able to eat tevel. But we know that's not true. Kohanim can't eat tevel. So that's the, you might say, but the Truma Shabbat only gets its heter after its hufresh. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The hikr of mimenu, minah, so we're going to darshan the same pasuk that we just had. The hikr of mimenu, minah mechubar. Right, what does mimenu mean? While it's still attached. Echad, that means, right, while you can't separate all the chalas. While all the chalas are all still together, that's when you have to separate. That's mimenu min hamachubar. Just like we know the halacha by hafreshes chala. Hafreshes chala, you gotta take from the dough. What happens if, right, the shaila comes up once in a while, if a woman forgets to take off chala, after she's making chala, what we call chala, what does she do? So the halacha is, you put all the loaves together, you put a towel on all the loaves, to be mitzarefim, on the counter, and then you take off. And you take off a little bit of one of the chalas. You have to be mitzayah, you have to be in a kli. To be in one big, as being mechubar, like here. Echad, shelo yito pros. Echad means you can't take a piece. Mikol karban, shikol karban asav shavos. Gotta take one from each one. Shelo yito min karban al chaveiro. Truma l'Hashem. What about this phrase? This one the Mishnah did not darshan. It should be a truma for Hashem. Eini yodeya mikama. He. I don't know how many chalas there are. We already had this yesterday. We know how many chalas there are, but we said, what's the source of how many chalas? The Torah doesn't say there should be 10 of each. How do you know that? So now we're going to get to that source. I know you got to take off the 10th, but how many chalas? Eni yodei mikamahi. So how many done? So I compare it. Ne'amar kan truma, ve'ne'amar b'truma is b'aser truma. Here, the lachmei toda are called truma, and by truma is b'aser, which is the truma that the Levi gives from his Meiser Rishon to the Kohen, the Trumas Meiser. So there it also says Truma. Malahalan Echad Me'asara. We know that is 1/10. So Afkan Echad Me'asara. So here it says 1/10. So it must be there are 10 Chalas. So do you learn it from Trumas Meiser? O Klach L'Derech Zu. Or do I say no? Nemar Kan Truma V'Nemar Bibikurim Truma. It says Truma by these Lachmi Tod, and it says Truma by Bikurim. Malahalan Ein Lashir. Afkan Ein Lashir. By Bikurim there's no Shir. So too here there's no Shir. So, what do I say? Do I compare these Lachmi Toda to Trumas Meiser, or I compare it to Bikurim? Remember, the Mishnayis and Bikurim, if you remember, at the end of Seder Zerayim, talk all about that many things are called Truma. That's why they're all mitzarif to each other. Truma, Chala, Bikurim, they're all called Truma at some point in the Torah. So therefore, they're all mitzarif in terms of Issa V'Heter. But here we want to know what we compare. What do we have this Gzeira Shavah to? The Lachmei Toda. Do we compare it to Trumas Meiser, which is exactly a tenth? Do we compare it to Truma? So Nira Lemi Dome. Which is the Lachmei Toda more comparable to? Done in Truma, She'en Acharei HaTruma, Mi Truma, She'en Acharei HaTruma. Maybe we should compare it to Trumas Meiser, because these are both final stages. You don't have to do anything after this to make it more mutter. Trumas Meiser, you take off Trumas Meiser, and you can eat the Meiser Rishon. You take off these breads, the Yisrael can eat it. Al Yochiach Bikurim, and don't prove to be compared to Bikurim, Sheish Acharein Truma, that has Truma afterwards. Right, Bikurim is just the first one. After Bikurim, you have to take off the rest of the Seder HaHafrashas. Right, so don't compare it to that. Oh, Klach L'Derech Zu, or do I say no? Do compare it to Bikurim. Done in Truma HaNe'echelas B'Malkam Kadosh, Mi Truma HaNe'echelas B'Malkam Kadosh. These lachamim and bikurim are both eaten in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yal tochiach trumas meiser, or at least in Yerushalayim, right? Shenecheles b'chol makom. And don't prove from trumas meiser, which you can eat anywhere, you can eat all over. So maybe you should compare it to bikurim. So tamalomar mimenu truma l'Hashem v'ksiv b'trumas meiser mimenu trumas l'gzei reshava. So it's not only the word truma, you have the word mimenu, and that that helps me compare it. Right, period. So we learn it from one, not from the other. So the Achron, the Olam Shlomo discusses, usually we have the principle, if you don't know what to compare it to, we usually say, L'chumra l'kula, l'chumra makshinan. So why don't we just automatically go l'chumra here and say you need a tenth? We should compare it to Shuvah Vayisra for that reason, not because of the pasuk. So he says, maybe you could come up with a chumra for Bikurim too. If you took more than a tenth, does it have the status? So if it has Bikurim, that has the status, because as much as you give him Bikurim, it has the status. Vashayki, Shuvah Vayisra can't be more than a tenth. So you can't say l'chumra machinon here, because there's a chumra to both sides. Vayter. L'madnu l'truma shehi echad me'asara. So fine, I compare it, and I know the ratio, one-tenth, aval eni yodea mikama hi chala. I don't know about how much per chala. I know the isronos, and I know it's one-tenth. But how many done? Never kan lechem, never lahalam shtei lechem lechem. So we're going to say, who do you compare it to? Compare it to the shtei lechem. Ma lahala nisaron lechala, afkan nisaron lechala. Maybe just like over there, nisaron lechala. So to here, and you should have different numbers. You shouldn't have 10. You know, you have 2 isronos, but maybe that's per chala. You should have 1 isron per chala, only 2 chalas. O klach l'derach zu. Or no, compare it. Never kan lechem, never malachem apanim lechem. Or compare it to the lechem apanim. Alahal and shnei isronos. Afkan shnei isronos. Do you say just like there's 2 isronos, so to here? So what do you compare it to in terms of the chalas? So nira lemi doma. So again, what is lachmi toda more like? So shnei lechem or lechem apanim. Donin mincha haba'a chametz. Im hazevach, mi mincha ba'a chametz im hazevach. Maybe we should compare toda to shtei halechem. Those are the 2 minchas that are made out of chametz. V'yal yochiach lechem apanim, she'ino ba'a chametz im hazevach. And don't compare it to the lechem apanim, which is all matzah. Or go to this side. Donin mincha ha'ba'a me'eretz v'chutz la'aretz. Min ha'chad, maybe we should compare the lachmi toda to the lechem apanim, which comes from Eretz Yisrael, or from Chutz La'aretz, min ha'chadash u min ha'yashan, and it could come from chadash or yashan, meaning old or new, mi mincha ba, mi eretz, and you compare that, mi mincha ba, mi eretz, mi chutz la'aretz, min ha'chadash u min ha'yashan. So you compare lachmi toda to lechem apanim, v'ayochichu shtei ha'lechem, and don't compare it to the unique carbon of shtei ha'lechem, she'ein ba'os ela min ha'chadash u min ha'aretz. That can only come from Chadash, the new grain, right? It's Matir, the new grain in the base of Mikdash, and from Eretz Yisrael. So Tamalomar, Mimoshvo Sechem, Taviu Lechem, Tanufa, Shtayim. That's the Pasuk. She'en Tamalomar, Taviu. You don't have to say the extra word Taviu in that Pasuk, because it already said earlier, Vahavesem. Uma Tamalomar, Taviu, Shekol Ma Shata Mevi. Anytime you have to bring chametz, got to add in that word, mimakom acher, harehu kazeh. Whenever you got to bring chametz, you got to bring it like this one. So, ma lahala nisaron lachala, afkan nisaron lachala. So too, that's how you know how much per chala. Ima lahala shnei esronos, afkan shnei esronos. So if it's nisaron lachala, maybe you should say it should be like shnei lechem, and you have 2 esronos altogether. Just like the shnei lechem only has 1 esron per chala, and you only have 2 chalas, so too by the toda, you should only have total 2 esronos. No, it should be, that extra word teaches me, that you could have 10 of each type. Period. We continue. Lamanu, this is just limudim. Limudim, what is it more comparable to? Lamanu asar lachametz. So fine, what we just compared, we learned the 10 for chametz, you learned that from the shtei lechem. For the shtei lechem said, whatever has to be chametz, you know, is like this one. So those are the 10 for the chametz. Asar l'matzah minayin. How do I know that the matzah, the 3 types of matzah, also have to be 10 of each? So tamalomar al chalos lechem chametz neged chametz havei matzah. Right, they have to be parallel. Nimseu. So it comes out esrim esronos altogether. 20 lachmei toda asar l'chametz v'asar l'matzah. Right, because you learn out it's 1 per each, 20 altogether, and 10 per each, to 10 for chametz, because for chametz, you compare it to the shtei lechem, 1 isaron per chala, and you know you have the same exact amount altogether for the chametz, for the matzah ones. Yochol asar shem matzah lo yukul al elmi min echad. I might have thought it's all one type by the matzahs. Tabalomar, imal toda yakrivenu v'grivel zarecha toda, chalos matzahs v'los v'shamen, urikige matzahs b'shuchem v'shamen, solas berbeches v'chulu. 3 types listed. Nimsu shlosha esronim vishlish l'chomin v'min. So, if you have 10 esronos for 3 different types, so 3 1/3 esronos for each type, shalosh chalosh l'isaron, like our Mishnah said, 3 chalos per isaron, v'nimsu, when it comes out, lachmi toda arbaim, altogether there are 40, notami an arba, v'nosin l'kohen, v'ashar nechon l'baylam. So we all know this already from before, but where'd it come from? It comes from here, because if we would have just read the psukim in the Torah, we wouldn't have known it. You have to have all the Torah Shebal Peh in order to help us understand. Okay, period. Continue or say so. This is just a ha'ara before. It's just a nice way to get into the machlokas. The Gemara said that Bikurim, in the Shaklam Atari, Bikurim was called a davar she yesh achareha. What's the language? She yesh achareha and truma. Right? Truma's ma'aser is finished. Bikurim has, because you have all the other afrashes. That doesn't apply to everybody. So some of the achronim ask. We know there's three shittas in the Rishonim. What's chayav and truma's ma'aser's daraisa? This has come up many times in the past. Truma's ma'aser's daraisa. Maybe you run a base on Migdash. What are we going to have to give Trumas and Maisas from Daraisa? So, Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say, Dagan Tirash V'Yitzar. Only Dagan grain and oil and wine. That's it. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, apples and oranges, Trumas and Maisas, no. Maybe Darabanan, but not Daraisa. The Rambam says all fruit. All fruit, Daraisa. Whatever's a Priya Eitz. And the Ravid says all Shiva Saminim. All Shiva Saminim. That's the three sheets that we showed him. So I saw one of the Akronim asked, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that Trumas and Maisers are only on Dagan Tirash V'Yitzar. So one second, there are cases of Bikurim that you're not going to have anything after the Hafrasha Bikurim. Why? Because Bikurim are by Shivas Aminim. That's Beferish. That's for sure. Bikurim are Shivas Aminim. Let's say you have a pomegranate. You have a pomegranate, you took off Bikurim, that's all you have to do by pomegranates, according to Rashi and Tosfos. It's Einach Harei Truma. There's no Dagan Tirash, right? It's not Dagan Tirash V'Yitzar. So you have to say what the Gemara means, most Bikurim. Most Bikurim, right? Many Bikurim. There is Bikurim that Yesha Chareha, right? You have to just say it. Doesn't that the Lashon isn't Meduyik exactly in every case. That's what you have to say for Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, two more ends. Amar Mar, the Higr Mimenu Menam Achubar. You have to take off while it's still attached. Elameata Dechsiv, Ves Kol Chelbo Yarim Mimenu. But also it says that you have to give certain parts of the fats to the Mizbeach. So Hasa Mai Mechubar Ika. So, if Mimenu teaches me it has to still be attached, so what does it mean here that it has to be attached when you give the fats of the animal? So, where it says, you're right, Kedir Rav Chisda. Amar Abimi. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Abimi. Shelo yinatech basar, call them shitalei murin. Yeah, you're not allowed to slice up the animal into parts before you take the fats and burn them in the mizbeach. It's exactly the point. Mimenu means min hamechubar. It's got to be all connected. Amar Mar. Okay, one more minute. Namar kan truma v'namar b'trumas meiser truma. What's that going to call? The lach betoda truma and by trumas meiser also truma. So why do we learn it from there? V'nelach b'trumas midyan. Why do we learn it from midyan? What do you mean midyan? When they came back in Parshas Matos with all the spoils, they gave half of it to the people who fought and then half of it to the people who stayed home. And out of those halves, they gave a certain percentage. The people who fought gave a certain percentage to the El Eliezer, and the people who were at home gave a certain percentage to the Levium, either 1/50th or 1/500th. So that's also called truma. So maybe you should give truma from the Lach Vetoda, much smaller amount. So no, done in truma and hagas ledoros be truma and hagas ledoros. No, you don't learn from there. V'atochiyach truma midyan she'ino hagas ledoros. Don't learn from there. Huge discussion. We'll get to tomorrow. We'll start off with this. The Rambam and the Ramban and Shorish Gimel. Talking about all the mitzvahs that the Bahad counted in the 613 that were only knowing Lashah. The Rambam has a major problem with that. Beis Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. One more. Why do you learn from Chala, which we assume is about 1/48th? So, done in Davar Shemar Bomi Menu. From some midavrish nemar bo mimenu trumas lafuke trumas chalad lo nemar bo mimenu truma l'Hashem. So you don't learn that from chal, you don't learn that from midyan, you learn that dafka from trumas meiser, which is exactly 1/10. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. By the way, we didn't mention it yesterday. There was a daf be'in shir last night about Sfir Sa'omer, having to do with last week's daf Samach Vav, all about the shita of the Bahag and Tamimos. So hopefully it should be up on the website.